All right, everybody, it is officially 1 o'clock. I'm calling this June 11th, 2026 Library Board meeting to order. And we do have a quorum. I believe we've got everybody here. Public comment, I don't think we have any. Okay. Approval of previous meeting minutes. I hope everybody had a chance to read over those. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second? Any discussion?
Do we have another packet? Is there another packet?
All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
What did she need?
A packet.
Yes, I've got one now, thank you.
You got all you need?
I need one.
You need one?
But I have, yeah. Give him back. You can have a whole one. All right, Martin, you can be part of the group. No problem. Thank you.
Director's report, please, Julie.
Excellent. Hello, happy June. Just a very short report. I wanted to obviously give you the monthly statistics as compared to last year. And it goes on the back for our technology use. And I want to point out, we'll be talking about this later, but how high the prints are. We've got a lot of business coming in, printing out copies and contributing to our revenue. And our app sessions are through the roof. So that was a very happy that we decided to have our own app. And so those are mostly of note. I want to have any questions, please ask. I like how Martin has done these now. He's took these over last July, and I love the colors on them. It just makes everything more clear.
Okay, pretty good.
Everything's on the up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Pleased as punch.
Okay, cool.
First Rock Hill is fully back in business and programming.
Excellent. So everything at the Rock Hill Library, the new outfits are very helpful, I'm assuming.
Very. Everybody is, the light is such a game changer, which is odd, but yeah, it was a long time, but it was good coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, Mr.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. One more thing. I wanted to point out these are the York County Library closings for 2026 and 2027. We don't have to vote on them, I don't think, but we want to adopt them. Similarly, next month, per the bylaws, we will adopt the board's yearly schedule. But that will happen in July when the new officers are on board. And I don't know if you have any questions. This aligns with county. And traditionally, for as long as I've been here and several directors before them, early closings are the day before the library is closed on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. So we close out at 5 o'clock. And the reason for that is to get people safely to where they need to go for that night. In service days, we remain 3 days, they're a week long when every branch is closed a different day in August and in February, and that's for in-house staff training, things like Reader's Advisory or, safety classes for people to come in and talk about different programs, and often just cleaning up stuff you can't get to because you're open to the public. And then the big one when we all come together is in November, and that's our mandatory annual training for workplace safety and harassment. I'm drawing a blank on all three of them, but there are three mandatory sessions to do with workplace violence, bullying, and harassment. I'm going to look to Buffy because I cannot.
Substance abuse.
So that's our calendar. If no one has any questions, I will be done.
Okay. Julie, is that something that the board members for that particular district attend?
They don't. Okay. It's mandatory for employees.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you're regarded as volunteers.
And the first, you had bullying, substance abuse. What was the first?
Workplace violence.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Julie. Mr. Treasurer?
Yeah, I'll call
call your attention to, we've got two statements there, one for April and one for May. I'm going to just ignore the April, talk about May, because there's not anything to talk about in May, and therefore there was nothing to talk about in April. As you can view, if you want to just quickly go down the variance line, realizing we're almost to the end of the year here, so we're pretty close on revenue. And the other observation would be to look at expenses, and you'll see if anything were slightly negative or very negative. We'll be talking about making maybe, if we have to, some adjustments if we're way negative, but maybe that was a one-time deal that affected us this year and don't want to change it for next year. But anyway, in very good shape, and anticipate, we'll see, there are a lot of year-end expenses coming in, of course, right now, so, but as usual with Pam running the ship here, we're well under control, and just there's just no room for surprises right now. And we are assuming we're going to be voting on, where's Carol?
Next to Tim.
Carol, we're going to be voting on that contract for the
consultant,
and we'll be talking about whether that money, technically it will be in this year. If it's not theoretically spent, we'll just set up a fund to cover the expense that's next year, but that is coming out of this year's budget. So that's in there and budgeted, and don't want to steal our thunder, planned to be expended here. So in summary, just in very good shape. Any questions?
Okay, very good. Thank you, Dennis. Standing committees, you're pretty much listed under new business, so we'll just skip that till we get there. Unfinished business, none. So on over to new business, strategic planning. Carol, that would be you, review consulting opportunities.
We met June 4th. We had three proposals to look at, presented with the intention of taking over the community assessment aspect of the planning that we have been doing. The meeting lasted a little over an hour. We were able to go through the material pretty quickly, and I have a few notes on my phone. I apologize, my printer didn't work. So we started, first of all, all three of us were there as committee members. Martin came, and Julie was there with us as well. Martin reported on survey results and provided us an overview of sort of what we already knew from previous reports, that there were requests for space, that we had a sense of needs in various parts of the county that were pretty much underserved, and the percentage of survey results reflected that as well. We discussed the three proposals by the consultants and unanimously selected Rethinking Libraries to be recommended to the full board on June 11th for their approval, pending a positive reference from the Catawba Library System. So in just a minute, I'll be making that as a motion, but I would like to sort of step back and let Julie tell us what she found out when she contacted Catawba County, who had recently used this particular consultant.
Sure. So this is a system in New York, in North Carolina, and they were working on their strategic plan with this company, who is based out of Colorado, and they started the pandemic, which made it a little hard. We were interested in knowing, the committee was interested in knowing how flexible they were, how responsive they were, could you get them on the phone if you had an issue, how involved were they going to be here, you know, one-on-one. And so I went through those questions with the director, and she just had great things to say about this company. She said they're flexible, they're creative, they've done enough business throughout the United States with a variety of libraries that their consultants just, they have best practices that they've seen that they could suggest as you're going through the process and writing the strategic plan that might work for you. One example she gave was in doing town halls, they decided in part of her community, it was very, a lot of rural areas, and farmers gathered in certain coffee shops to get their coffee and socialize, and they thought, well, they would go in there and, you know, buy them coffee and then sit down and have a chat. Well, the farmers didn't want a chat, but that was the library's view. The consultants came in and already brought some information with them in specific pictures of different types of programs and services that a library, different libraries in the United States have, and started talking to them about, well, look at this, and this is the service. Can you guys, here's some dots. Can you just put some dots on here and let us know, is this of interest? Would you like to learn more? Would this be perfect for your community? And so they did, they repeated that 8 times that day. And that gave them great feedback and worked where the people were. And I was just impressed with that because we do have our own rural areas where that might translate beautifully, specific to what you were talking about, Laura.
Right.
Yeah. And finally, she said that you can't go wrong with hiring that company. They were very responsive. They finished, like they overran their deadline. The company was like, we'll still work with you, and helped her work through how she would then present the information to the board to accept it. So she had high marks.
So our recommendation is completely, I think, maybe supported totally by what we found out, that we were able to eliminate the other two pretty easily once we began looking at what they were offering and the way that they had tailored their approach to us. One of the things we really liked about Rethinking Libraries is the customized approach that they seem to provide, and maybe in part because they do work with agencies other than libraries, they have a better sense of how to reach a broader group. And they emphasized people over technology. The others seem to rely so heavily on software and on the digital way to reach people. I mean, most of the meetings they were going to have with us would have been virtual meetings rather than coming down and actually working with us and working with the county in a face-to-face way. So we felt like Rethinking Libraries really hit the mark with that. They also they only had 3 people on staff, so this was more consultant-led rather than a broad staff. Some of the others had 8 or 9 people who were on staff, which would be nice, but which one do you talk to in which circumstance? So the consultant will be involved from the beginning. We have the staff is not going to be trained to do interviews. One of them actually wanted to come in and train the staff to do these interviews that we thought we were paying them to do. And the cost is roughly $35,000, so it's well within our budget, and they will provide annual reviews later. They are not going to just leave us after we come up with our 5-year plan. They will come back with some strategic priorities that they have found, or we have found, would need to be addressed. And I think that probably covers everything, especially when Julie talked about the way that they reached rural areas. Of course, that's our big question. How do you make people care about having a library when they don't have one and they seem to think they're functioning just fine without it, and yet we want them to realize what they're missing out on. All right, and from the committee, is there anything else that we need to share?
What was the time frame of the project?
The time frame, they plan to be through by the end of the year.
January.
By January, yeah. And I think at one point they had mentioned going into February. And they were actually the most flexible of the three in terms of time, even though they all had sort of the same timeline of what they planned to do and when and how to do it. We found that Rethinking Libraries did provide more of a flexibility in the way they were going to handle that. Terry,
I don't have anything to add to the report, but next one. I do have a question. We've set aside more money than we would need for this consultant, I believe. My question is whether that money can be set aside in reserve in case there's some unanticipated expenses connected with the survey. I'm not sure what they might be, but for instance, at one point we talked about maybe physically visiting some libraries within driving distance so we could get a sense of what some of these new libraries offer. I think that's an excellent idea. It may be that at some point we say, well, we would like you to do one more visit or whatever, and it's not covered by the contract. Knowing that we had a little bit of money we could throw in would be helpful.
The only thing I can tell you is that's above my pay grade, and I know that the money that we've allocated is to be spent by the end of the fiscal year, which is the end of June. So is this a Dennis question?
Well, we already indicated it won't be spent, but it's going to be allocated. So we'll put it in a reserve fund dedicated to that usage. And Terry, we won't be taking away $10 right off the bat if you don't have it bid. The fund will stay there till its completion.
Right.
Okay. So right. I think we'll have some flexibility as okay. we move through right. there.
Good. So even some travel money.
Whatever the committee okay. thinks is appropriate.
Yeah, they're a really nice library I'd like to see outside of Paris.
I think we all would, so just get that checkbook out, Dennis. All right, anything else? Laura, do you want to add anything to what? Okay. Then let me find this again. I would like to make a motion that we hire let me put this in the right way. We would like to make a motion that the board select Rethinking Libraries to serve as the consultant for our strategic plan.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? I would like to say that I think it's significant that all three of the strategic planning came to the same decision. That makes things nice.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And I guess it's documented in the minutes.
I have notes that okay. will be available. And we're going to talk about those, I think, later.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to commend Carol for the leadership she showed at our meeting, but also to thank Julie and Martin for the excellent job they did in preparing us to make that decision, and Martin especially for the survey that I think helped sharpen our consensus as to what we were looking for. So I thought that the staff did a fantastic job through this process.
Very good.
I know that wasn't a motion, but I'll second that.
And I will say thank you. It's been interesting and in so many ways a real learning experience for the way we are approaching something that's this important to all of our hearts.
Well, yeah, and it's taken a while to get to this step, but I think the steps were very important. How it was done with Martin's input and getting things going. So anyway, I think we're exactly where we need to be at this point. We have confidence going forward. That's the main thing. All right. Any other thoughts on that before we move on to policy committee? All right, Mr. Dennis.
Already on library in your packet. We're going to be dealing with four policies. Hopefully nothing controversial. And this pretty much cleans up our total review that we've accomplished this year of all the policies. So what I'd ask you to do is, since there's none defined in the agenda, I'm just going to take them first come, first serve here that are in our packet. And the first one I'm looking at right now is charges and fees policy. Carrie needs a copy there.
We're going to talk about
I gave you a copy.
Thank you.
It's okay.
So just taking the top one, Terry.
Okay.
Charges and fees policy.
Okay.
The draft is dated 6/9. We did meet officially 2 days ago, and all of these policies that I'm going to be recommending here are unanimously approved by the policy committee, and then have been finally written up with Julie's help, and then with the draft date of 6/9 on them. So that's the logistics behind it. So the first one deals with charges and fees policy, and I move that we accept the following charges and fee policy draft dated 6/9/26.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, that one carries.
Okay, next one in my have little hand is library initiated programs. And this was somewhat of a condensation because we did already did a displays policy. The two policies were kind of intertwined, and we separated them for clarity purposes. So this policy is called Library Initiated Programs. The draft is 6/9/26. And I move that the board accept this policy as presented.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Very good.
And third, I have in front of me called Guidelines for Use Behavior and Library Use. The draft is 6/9/26. And this was somewhat modified, and Julie kind of took the lead on this one because of her first-hand experience on issues that arrive from our patrons, and wanted to make sure that she had adequately protected the staff and that we have clear guidelines on what's expected when a person's in the library. So that being said, a little history on that. So I move that the Guidelines for User Behavior and Library Use, draft 6/9/26, be accepted by the board.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? All right, this is going so smoothly.
All righty, I said these weren't controversial. The last one we're going to discuss is the study room policy, which was drafted of 6/9/26. And we are now have study rooms in two library branches, the York and White Bear, pardon me, White Bear, Rock Hill branches. I'm back in Minnesota right now. So obviously other locations may get study rooms, so this will just set the model for the new branches as we get them. But again, it was necessary to just define guidelines for these specific, and you can call them modules or rooms that we now have designated as point blank study room policy. Now, I was in a general discussion with Laura just to bring up, you know, if a tutor is in the library and they're using the facilities in general, this doesn't apply. This is applying to the specific area and slash room that we designate as that study room module, mm-hmm. just to have, again, clear-cut guidelines on what's going on in that study room and how to use it and restrictions. So just want to kind of narrow that. This is not any table on the library, in the library by any stretch of imagination, only those designated as the study rooms. So with that introduction, Mr. Chair, I move that the study room policy, draft 6/9/26, be accepted by this board.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Second, do we have any discussion?
I'd like to ask one question. On the second page under reservations, it says, oh, shows a cancellation of calendar year study room privileges are revoked. That's not totally unreasonable, but I can imagine a situation where, for reasons beyond the person's control, they had to cancel more than once. I would prefer, I'd like that to be amended to say may be canceled.
Well, that's not the definition of a no-show. A no-show is you don't show it, you don't give an excuse, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if you just literally
put the issue.
So three times.
If we amended that where it says are, say may be revoked, I would feel more comfortable with that. The authority still would be with the library manager. It doesn't take anything away from their ability to ban somebody, but it doesn't mean they have to do it.
And I have a question on that same bullet. Does it mean it's revoked for that year? Or is this in one of those
year.
Infinity things?
It's in the calendar year. Probably mean how long it revoked.
Yeah, how long will it be revoked? It just says if there's three within a calendar year, study room privileges are revoked. But does that mean for just that year?
You know what would solve that, I think, if you said instead of revoked, you said suspended, because that by nature has a
it's temporary. It is temporary.
Not a permanent. So revocation is more like permanent forever. And suspended would still allow the director to say, no, not yet, Sean.
Okay. Is everybody good with that change?
Is it?
So in summary, we're talking about changing the word revoked to suspended.
Is that what we're talking about?
Maybe suspended.
Okay, may be suspended. Is everybody okay with that?
Julie, is that adequate?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, since that was not, it's not under a motion, we don't have to worry about.
Yeah, I made a motion.
Oh, you made the motion?
I don't know if it was seconded, though.
I did.
Okay, that's right. Okay, okay.
So can we have an amendment?
Yeah, well, we could consider this a friendly amendment if everybody's in agreement. Otherwise, we need to vote on.
Is that like a friendly match in soccer?
Is everybody happy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're saying that if I made a reservation and then I didn't, and I knew I was not going to be able to use it, and I did not call and I did not show up, that I can do that three times without letting Julie know that I'm not showing up and that I'm canceling. Then it may be suspended, which means I could keep doing it.
That's pretty lenient, that's for sure.
It's loose. Well, Julie, this is.
That's not how we train our children.
Julie, this is gonna, you know, you're the one who's gonna be enforcing this.
Yeah.
And I'll bow on your expertise and what kind of issue this is gonna be.
it's more clear cut if we don't change it, but. But we can work with this as well. I would have to ask the two managers who run this program, who have just started this program, for their input.
Okay.
So what if Terry didn't show up four times and I didn't show up six times?
Yeah.
Is he still gonna be suspended the same as I would?
Yeah, it's three, we keep three. Like it's three times.
Right.
So three times and
nothing happens.
And no, we may suspend you. May is giving us the in and out because maybe we do hear the story. Maybe we hear that you've been in the hospital and you haven't been able to contact us. So we're gonna be okay with you. But if you're somebody who habitually has not showed up three times and has taken that away from somebody who could use it, then we should have the right to suspend you. We should have the right to let you know you can't use this service. Just like any other service.
So okay, I tell you what.
If we went back to will be suspended, we still are addressing what Terry was saying about
you know, it's suspending and revoking are really two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And it addresses what I ask about how long would this be in effect if it said will be suspended. And would that work?
Give the library manager the discretion. I mean, that library director, library manager knows whether somebody has a habitual problem and it's going to be a problem forever, or somebody who just got a kid sick or something in circumstances beyond his or her control, and she can be lenient. That's just common sense, I think. If you say are provoked, that means that never again in his lifetime would he be allowed to come back, because
it doesn't allow for rehabilitation. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're actually, in summary, if I just want to conclude, we're taking the last two words of that point, which say are revoked, and changing them to will be suspended.
Maybe.
Could you?
Maybe.
Okay, since this is not a friendly amendment anymore, let's just vote on the amendment. Okay, so Terry's amendment is to change are revoked to may be suspended. Is that what I'm understanding? Okay, do I have a second?
I have one more thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So to answer Carol, this is per year. It says in a calendar year, so the next year starts a whole new count of three, because you were asking forever.
Maybe suspended for the remainder of the year.
Right.
In a calendar year, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It's a new year.
A new year after the year. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Tim.
No problem. Okay. All right, so we have a motion to amend by Terry that says may be suspended. Do we have a second? Okay.
Yes.
We do have a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a second that you did for the policy when Dennis made the motion that you seconded that. I don't have a second for this.
Okay. Okay. We're just voting on this one amendment. We've got a motion. Did you just second it?
I'll second it.
Okay, we got a second. Do we have any more discussion on this amendment? All right, all in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. All right, so now we got to go back and vote on the original motion on the floor, which will read, after three no-shows or cancellations in a calendar year, study room privileges may be suspended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, we got that done. Okay, I just want to say thank you to the policy committee. Am I correct in saying this is all the policies
that
were
that
done?
That need to be reviewed.
So all policies
for
have
our
been
director,
reviewed.
Yes.
Well, that is outstanding work. And you all have met, I don't know how many times, to get all this done. And so thank you all so much to that policy committee. Quite significantly accomplished there. Let's see, election of officers. Now I'm assuming that if so elected, our current officers are willing to serve in the same positions for another year. Is that assumption correct? Okay. All right, Julie, do you have the little voting slips?
Carol does.
Okay.
Can we go ahead and pass these out?
Please.
You don't vote anymore.
Total
three, four,
of
and
seven.
You get one, and I get one.
Yeah.
So those just go that way. This is yours.
Okay. All right. Send those on that way.
All right, and I have two extra to tally votes on. Does everybody have one?
Yes.
Okay.
And then when you're done, fold them in half and return them back to Carol. She'll tally.
All
signature on it.
I'm gonna know who gave you that.
She won't know the signatures.
Like last night, huh?
Think we got one more coming.
You'd be like California, I'll have that drink for lunch. Okay, the winners are, winners, you get that? Tim, you get to continue. Nancy, you get to continue. Dennis, you get to continue. And I get to continue.
All right. Thank you all. Okay. Julie, do you want to hand these out and explain what those are?
Sure.
Okay.
I have, in... As a result of our new collection development policy, I revised the process according to the new piece on reconsiderations in that collection development policy, and I've been keeping you abreast of the reconsiderations that we have received. Tim asked that I put together copies of all that I've received and pass them out to you today. I'm going to pass them just down. Just to review, you have... There you go. The option to ask for relocation to another. Here you go. I'm sorry, I miscounted. Relocation to another part of the library or removal from the library altogether. And as they come in, I have a form that you now have that lists the complaint and the request. And specifically examples of reasons why the complainant would want to move or remove the material. And that then goes to, once we get all the titles in, goes to committee, which we have reduced to three, so that we can do more. As you see, there's a number of these, and we, per the collection development policy, are trying to get through them in a quarter. I sent out to you the format that we use in that committee to review the book, and it includes selection criteria that we use to purchase the materials. It also includes other rating systems, it includes awards, and it includes an appendix of the law, the statutes that relate to the prurient statute. And I'm gonna, if you share, I didn't print out enough because I ran out of time, but if you want to, again, this was in an email to you, but if you want to have
a copy, pass that to those two, if you don't mind, will you guys share?
Everybody need a copy.
Okay, pass them. Yeah, again, I have one more, if you want to pass to Susan, if you guys share.
Okay, that's really just for, I just want to make sure everybody had that in their hands.
Okay.
It really wasn't on the agenda.
And then at the completion of the review, a report comes to me, and then I have a certain amount of days to respond to the complainant. And after that, they have 10 business days to file an appeal to the board. Right now, we are posting the results of the committee's report on the website after the appeal window is closed. We've only had two completed review sessions. We have two more reports due, and then we've got maybe four or five that are going to be going to committee. And as per the report that I sent you and that first piece of paper, you can see the dates that we're progressing.
Okay. So those are on the county website.
They're on our website, and they are in the policy section by the collection development policy.
Collection development.
Yeah, if it's not on the policy page, now I'm drawing a blank, it might be a link to the next page. But yes, that's where you would find it, the collection development policy page. Again, we just have two of those up right now because of where we are in the process.
And you said the committee is made up of three members?
Well, we have divided into juvenile and teen/adult, and each of them have 10 to 12 members, and every book gets three. And it's an odd number so that if somebody is not in agreement, we can reflect that. And that makes us more flexible. That came from a suggestion from Susan to make it more flexible in terms of time, because these young adult books are big. They're, 300, 400 pages, and so that's time consuming to get through as opposed to a picture book.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Julie, there's two sections of books.
One was
here.
The April report. This was a last minute request, so I didn't have a lot of time to.
Okay.
So that's the April report I gave you. So you will see repeats. The May is the second table.
Okay.
Is the report I gave you for May.
Got it.
And we've just begun June. So at the end of June, beginning of July, I'll give you an updated report.
Okay. Okay, like I said, that was really just, I wanted you all to have that in your hands, but is there any questions while we've got Julie?
And if it occurs to you later, just pick up the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm struck by that most of the people who are complaining about the books say they haven't read the whole book.
It's not a requirement in this collection.
No, I don't understand that. It's a reflection on the fact that people aren't reading the whole book and yet they want to throw it out of the library. And this is a personal thing, it's got nothing, it should not reflect on your judgment, but there's a book on there called The Great Deliverance by Elizabeth Shore.
Mm-hmm.
I love to read what they call police procedures.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Shore is kind of like the queen of British detective story writers.
I'm familiar, yeah.
And I've read pretty
Inspector
much, I think, everything she's written.
Mm-hmm.
It says in here that in her complaint that the protester says because the pedophilia is and say what capacity what that grows, but I don't recall any of her books being morally offensive. And so to me, it's ridiculous that somebody would submit that, and I hope that the staff does not agree with that. It says there's no books left in the collection, so maybe
Terry,
still.
Terry, it's really important that you don't influence the library's decision with their own opinion.
Well, I don't want to
especially before they've even addressed the book. I think your opinion should be kept to yourself so you don't influence them, because that will pollute the whole system.
Dennis, I doubt that there's your tour goals.
Okay, you all are supposed to be having that directed towards the chairman, but that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, you all, we are going into, do I have a motion to go into executive session?
Motion.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
Do I have a second?
You should state the reason.
Oh, I'm sorry. Annual evaluation of director, as listed on the agenda. I got a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. If everyone would leave and take all of their possessions from the recorder office.